Let Your Geek Side Show. Pop culture news now.
Hey, this is Chris, and here are your daily geek headlines. In Marvel movie news, Marvel's 18th film, Black Panther, has officially released in theaters everywhere, drawing in a Thursday night box office total of $25 million. Reviews are praising the film for its bold direction, strong plot, and compelling villain. Black Panther is currently anticipated to pull in over $170 million in its opening weekend. In Ready Player One news, Warner Brothers has released a new trailer for Steven Spielberg's adaptation for Ready Player One. It depicts the virtual Oasis as a world of pure imagination, filled with video gaming Easter eggs, and even an homage to Spielberg's Jurassic Park. Ready Player One opens in theaters March 29th. In Karate Kid news, Entertainment Weekly has released an exclusive teaser trailer for the upcoming Karate Kid sequel series, called Cobra Kai. Named after the movie's infamous karate dojo, Cobra Kai sees actors Ralph Macchio and William Zabka returning in their famous original roles as Daniel and Johnny, and this time, their rivalry extends to their children. In NBC television news, the supernatural thriller series Midnight Texas has been renewed for a second season with NBC. Based on a best-selling book series, Midnight Texas takes place in a remote Texas town full of supernatural phenomena. Eric Carmelo and Nicole Snyder have been added as co-showrunners for season 2. In card game news, Mattel is hoping to double the fun of a classic card game by introducing DOS, an updated version of Uno. DOS took 2 years to develop and has similar rules to Uno, except that players make two piles to throw down multiple cards at once. Mattel says that there is also an Uno smartphone app in the works for a spring release. Did you know you can now get our daily updates streamed for free on your favorite podcasting platform? Now there are even more ways to let your geek side show. This has been your daily Geek Headlines update. For more ad-free pop culture news and content, visit geeksideshow.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.